Phenolite is arguably one of the most unusual varieties of gemstone on the market. It's kind of a mineral, but it's kind of not a mineral. It's organic, so it doesn't quite tick every single box. And that's largely because these have derived from fossilized shells of ammonites, which are extinct marine mollusks, which existed sometime around the late Cretaceous period. So to give you a frame of reference, that's about 70 to 75 million years ago. Now, mineralogically, ammolite is composed primarily of aragonite. Now, this is the same mineral found in nacre, which is in things like mother of pearl, or what pearl itself is actually made of. But in ammonite, the aragonite layers are more microstructurally complex. So these microscopic plate-like crystals are actually stacked in a way that allow light to diffract, creating this sort of quite remarkable iridescence. So you often see things like reds and greens and blues and purples. However, unlike most gemstones that rely on chemical impurities for coloration, ammolite's color is purely physical. It's a result of light interference. And interestingly, because of its organic origin and relatively thin composition, in fact very thin composition, because this is often less than 1 millimeter thick, it's usually stabilized with a backing material and a clear capping, and this is something like spinel or quartz or glass or resin, and that's how they can use it without it falling apart for things like jewelry. So geographically, significant deposits of gem-grade ammolite are found almost exclusively in Bearpaw Formation of southern Alberta, Canada, which is not to say it's the only place that it's found, it's just one of the only places where it's commercially viable. Now, this makes it one of the few regional gemstones which are recognized commercially. Other examples of this might be things like tanzanite and Larimar, for example. And the Bearpaw Formation is a marine sedimentary unit formed during the regression of the Western Interior Seaway, which once, at one point, divided North America. But it's also odd for another reason, and as far as I'm aware, it's the only gemstone where this is the case, because it is stabilized, and because you can't really in good conscience sell it by its carat weight, it's not sold by carat weight, and as far as gemstones go, that's very unusual. It's sold based on qualitative differences in terms of its color and its size.